I'm Alex Keefe with this VPR News. A new business is mushrooming in St. Johnsbury. Literally, shiitake, oyster, and reishi mushrooms are sprouting at the former site of a lumber kiln there. The farmer hopes to sell the thousands of pounds of exotic fungi to local restaurants and to a produce distributor. VPR Charlotte Albright dropped by to see how the very first crop turned out.
This is one of our grow rooms.
Inside a nondescript corrugated steel building on Route 5, it feels and smells like a springtime forest. Fans circulate warm, humid, earthy air. Farmer Bob Brown explains how mushrooms begin their lives in plastic bags on metal shelves.
So we start with a liquid mycelium, which is spawn. It comes in a needle. And we usually start with a bag about this size. And this is rye grain that we sterilize. And the bag has a filter patch, so it can only breathe out. And not even water vapor can get in. So, and it has an injection port. So once we sterilize it, we seal it, and then sterilize it in the pressure cooker, it's completely sterile in there. We can take our spawn and inject it in there. And
after in just a few days, brown gives way to white as the fungus feeds on the rye. The spawn is moved eventually to bags of pasteurized straw to get more oxygen. They end up in bigger bags that hang vertically in another room to finish the life cycle. Bluish-white oyster mushrooms blossom on the outside of each bag like lacy corsages. From spawn to market, the growing season for each batch is only about a month. The rye and straw are agricultural byproducts, and the used mushroom medium becomes, in turn, excellent fertilizer.
It starts out that we use your trash, we grow a great nutritious product, and when we're done making trash out of it, there's still another use.
Mushrooms can grace a gourmet plate, or they can be used as medicine, as Bob Brown's wife Lisa knows firsthand. The couple got started as mycologists, foraging for the hard-shelled chaga mushroom.
I got breast cancer, and chaga mushrooms is extremely high in antioxidants. Bob started hunting chaga mushrooms and making me teas and tinctures to take.
Of course, mushrooms were not her only treatment, but Lisa Brown says she is now in complete remission from her disease. The couple made the leap from hobbyists to professional growers with a cash infusion from Community Capital of Vermont, a small business lender. At peak capacity, they believe they will be one of the largest specialty mushroom farms in Vermont, selling up to 1,000 pounds of mushrooms a week. Fellow chefs have told them they cannot get enough of these delicacies fast enough, and speedy delivery, says Bob Brown, will be the key to their success.
So if you're getting mushrooms from us locally here and they're not coming from the wholesaler, they were picked probably 20 minutes ago when you received them. You just can't get them fresher than that.
He insists on plucking a few flowery oyster mushrooms from their hanging bag and handing them over. Now they're sizzling in olive oil with a little garlic on what's turned out to be a fine day to do journalistic research in the Northeast Kingdom. For VPR News, I'm Charlotte Albright.